the Messiah is something that you can hear at various times in and around Maine at this time of year. But there's something special, a very special performance of that tonight. And we're going to talk about that in a few minutes with my special guest today, Lewis Kaplan, who is a professor at the Juilliard School of Music and has been for many years. He's had a very busy summer and fall. In August, he was a visiting professor in Salzburg. And in October, he did a recital at the Juilliard School with Bach and Bartók. In November, he was visiting professor at the Royal College in London and at the Paris Conservatory with performances of his Chaconne, for which he is known around the world. And he's here right now in December to do something special for the Portland community. Hi, Lewis. It's nice to have you here.
Thanks for inviting me, Robin.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you here. Tell us about what's happening tonight in Portland.
It is a performance, of course, of The Messiah that is live. And from Trinity Church, although St. Thomas Church is where they're doing it tonight. And as for the quality of it, last week the New York Times reviewed or predicted about 5 or 6 or 7 different performances in New York City of The Messiah. And they headlined that this was number one and proceeded to write several paragraphs about why it is number one. It's done in a Baroque style. It's the old low tuning on real Baroque instruments. And I think all of the performers are marvelous. The tie-in, by the way, of course, is something we want to do for Portland. But many of the performers in The Messiah tonight are performers with the Bach Virtuosi Festival.
And there are performers that we would have heard this summer at those concerts, including Brian Giebler, who I know is going to be the featured soloist for And the Glory of the Lord tonight during the performance. And he was here this summer.
Many, and including the trumpet player John Thiessen, who's been with me a couple of times up here. I think he's the greatest Baroque trumpet player in the world today. And, of course, has some great solos in The Messiah.
What do you think it is about Messiah that makes it so special?
That's a great question. Handel, who wrote The Messiah, and Bach were born in the same year, 1685. And they were born less than 100 miles apart. They never met. Bach went to visit Handel later on toward his life, and he missed him by just a few hours. Handel had left. But their careers, their lives, their beliefs went very, very different ways. Bach traveled within a very small radius of where he was born. Handel, in his teens, went to Rome and was strongly influenced by Italian opera. And then he moved to London and spent his entire adult life in London as a major musical force. Bach worked primarily for the church the last 30 years in Leipzig at the St. Thomas Kirche. And prior to that, he had worked for some noblemen. Handel was, in a sense, freelance. He was commissioned to write opera, his great Italian influence. Bach never wrote an opera. Things changed during Handel's lifetime. And along around 1740, opera, an Italian opera, began to be on its way out with the introduction there of the Beggar's Opera. And so Handel turned to oratorios. And The Messiah, of course, is an oratorio. There are many stories, some of them apocryphal, that George II, the King of England, stood up. That has been denied. It's not true. But let's stand up anyway.
Okay. And people do. It's become a tradition.
That's right.
During the Hallelujah Chorus. That's what you're talking about, right? So explain to us a little bit about the difference between the opera and the oratorio.
The oratorio can be operatic, but it's not staged. It is concert. And many people feel that Bach's cantatas are, in a sense, operatic. And so there's a great deal of crossover between the oratorio and the cantata and the opera. And I think the biggest difference is staging, costume, and so on.
Okay. There was something else that you said that I wanted you to flesh out a little bit for us. I can only speak for myself. I don't want to speak for my audience, but I think that many of us don't have the same kind of experience and knowledge base that you have in your life as a musician and as a professor. So when you talk about this particular performance tonight from Trinity Church Wall Street that will be simulcast here, by the way, at the Westbrook Cinemagic, that's tonight at 7, you talked about this and the Baroque tuning, and you talked about it as low tuning. Tell us what that means.
The tuning in the Baroque was approximately 415, and what that means is orchestras generally tune to an A, and the number of vibrations per second is at 415. Over the years, it has gone up, and it became standard at 440, but some of the orchestras, Berlin Philharmonic, for example, have tuned as high as 445. The difference between 415 and 440 is approximately a half step. So what was A major then is now B flat major.
Okay, well, that's very interesting. And that makes a difference in how the overall work sounds.
It's much more intensity. The higher you tune, the more the strings are stretched, the reeds and the woodwinds. And so it creates a rather different feeling.
So tell us a little bit more about this particular performance tonight.
Other than it's a fabulous work, the very, very best people performing it, and it's free tonight. If you go to the Bach Virtuosi Festival, I think everybody knows how to spell Bach. Virtuosi is V-I-R-T-U-O-S-I. Please, everybody, go to the website very soon because there are only about 25 seats left. So I hope you are the ones who get them.
I do too. I'll be there. I know you will be there.
Yeah, I will.
Brian, your son is here. He will be there. We're all looking forward to seeing you there too as well. One of the we all know the Hallelujah Chorus. I think people who have never heard anything but the Hallelujah Chorus, it's such a familiar piece of music. But what do you think are some of the other highlights of this work that really I'm assuming that tonight will be the Christmas portion?
Yes.
Okay.
Originally, it could have been done at Easter, according to the text, but gradually it was moved over where it became a Christmas oratorio.
Okay. So that's what we'll hear tonight. And again, we want to encourage you to go to BachVirtuosiFestival.org and get your tickets there. Again, this is a free concert. It is a gift to the people of Portland from the Bach Virtuosi Festival, and it's at Cinemagic Theater. This is on County Road in Westbrook. I just have to say personally that one of my favorite parts of Messiah is the piece I want to play for you now. And as we mentioned earlier, Brian Giebler, who was a soloist during the Bach Virtuosi Festival this summer, will be soloing in this tonight at this performance. And here is From Messiah and the Glory of the Lord.